So in a move that surprised no one, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, was selected by government party leaders last night as their choice to be Ireland's next European Commissioner. That choice will be formally approved by the Cabinet this morning. What lies ahead for him in Europe and who will replace him at the Cabinet table? To discuss this and other matters, we're joined on the line now by RTÉ's political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Good morning, Micheál.
Morning, Joan.
So no last minute changes last night. Michael McGrath was, as predicted, chosen to be Ireland's next European Commissioner. When is he due to depart and what sort of role will he be hoping to get at the European Commission?
Well, I think he's going to depart finance quite quickly. There is an expectation now that a new finance minister will also be announced today, but formally approved tomorrow. The view in government is that finance really, it's always a key role, but I suppose from a government looking at its last budget before an election, that becomes filled with even greater political significance. So Michael McGrath is on his way to Brussels. I suppose he doesn't fully get there and get his feet under the table in the commission until November. But the process pretty much begins from now. The Taoiseach will stress this morning the importance of sending someone of high calibre to Brussels and also pledge to work with Michael McGrath and the coalition leaders to try and secure the best possible portfolio. I think there is a view that Michael McGrath could be in line for a senior economic post, given his role as finance minister, given that he would have attended those Eurogroup meetings over the last 18 months. I would also really have had regular contact with EU commissioners and people like the president of the European Central Bank. And I suppose even if he was only in finance for 18 months, I mean, he did have that senior position at the heart of government as public expenditure minister for many years before that. And he's an experienced politician too, having first been elected in 2007.
And at home, Micheál, who is likely to take his place?
There is a feeling that this reshuffle will be minimal to try and ensure continuity. That does seem to suggest that it could be a straight swap, so someone could be transferred into finance. And speculation then kind of looks in two directions, really, in particular. One is Jack Chambers, the junior minister, who, of course, already attends cabinet meetings and has been doing so in his previous role as chief whip as well since 2020. And he was elevated to the post of deputy leader of Fianna Fáil last week. Then there is Dara Cailleary, someone who's had a brief stint at cabinet in the past before that resignation during the fallout from the COVID controversy in Clifton in 2020. But he has since returned to government as a junior minister with responsibility for trade, is liked in the party, is seen as solid, and of course had a prominent role when the party negotiated that programme for government. So both are viewed as capable. Interestingly, when Jack Chambers was promoted last week, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin spoke about the importance he will have when it comes to preparing for a general election. I suppose that does lead to the question, could someone in finance also be involved heavily in election preparations? But it's a question that should be answered before the close of business today.
So the Cabinet is set to approve Michael McGrath's nomination, but there are other items to discuss. RTÉ is back on the Cabinet agenda.
Yes, the Media Minister, Catherine Martin, will bring two memos to Cabinet today on RTÉ. One is an update on how RTÉ is implementing those reviews, the recommendations of those reviews and its strategy for the period ahead. And as well as that, there will be the sign-off, it's expected from Cabinet, of €20 million. That's money that was already previously pledged, but the updates from RTÉ should allow that money now to make its way to the broadcaster. On the legislative side, Catherine Martin says that she will introduce legislation that will give the Controller and Auditor General oversight of RTÉ. They will also be another body tasked with seeing how RTÉ is implementing all those recommendations. It will be led by the Department of Media and also New Era. I think it is interesting that Catherine Martin will tell colleagues today that those plans for the legislative changes to give the CNAG oversight of RTÉ, they will be contained in a new broadcasting bill. But that doesn't seem like it's going to come until the third quarter of the year, so not before the summer recess. So I suppose there is an expectation or a possibility at least that it could be that broadcasting bill that will ultimately deal with the question of the long-term funding of RTÉ. On RTÉ's own strategy for the period ahead, there is a pledge there that it will publish the salaries of its leadership team in its 2023 annual report. On the question of people in RTÉ earning over €200,000 could those salaries be published too? Well, RTE is saying that it will endeavour to do so and make every effort to facilitate, but it also has to be conscious of data protection laws.
Now, RTE's five-year strategy and new direction is to be launched today. There's to be a meeting between management and staff at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What can we expect?
Well, I think that is going to talk about, and that document too, going to government today, is going to talk about a smaller RTE. I think it will reference again those plans to reduce the workforce by about 400 over the next 5 years. And it's going to talk about the campus and scaling that back as well, and what changes are going to be involved. So I suppose the two things in conjunction with each other, the funding, the allocation of it, the 20 million, and also the fact that government is moving ahead, it seems, on taking a decision around the long-term future funding of the organisation, are all tied in to what RTE will reveal this afternoon when it publishes that strategy.
Now, on Sunday, the state held a ceremony to remember the victims, survivors and all those affected by the Stardust tragedy in 1981. This follows on from the inquest's finding of unlawful killing of all 48 victims earlier this year. There was talk of a redress scheme being finalised. Will that be discussed at Cabinet this morning?
Yes, the first stages of this is beginning now. The Taoiseach will inform Cabinet this morning that following discussions with the families and legal representatives, that counsel for the state has now been put in place and that she will have opening discussions with the family's legal representatives in the period ahead. So that's to begin talks really about redress. And after that first phase of engagement, then a more substantial memo will come back to Cabinet for consideration. So the very first steps are now going to get underway with legal representatives for the family and the state set to begin talking very soon.
Micheál Lehane, RTE's political correspondent, thank you very much.